Welcome once again to Burrito Quest.
What week is it?
It is week 27.
Wow.
The extreme relleno. Some kind of extreme cheese. And
Isaac is being very extreme. He's eating like a goose right now.
So yeah, extreme relleno's got a relleno, beans, green chili meat, which is basically filling for, well, a burrito called a green chili meat burrito, and cheese.
The green chili meat has the green chili and the meat, like ground beef.
And potato.
Yeah, that's right. But these are good potatoes, but not bad potatoes.
Now, for all our ignorant listeners...
It's been stewing in a tub of green chili and meat all day.
For all our ignorant listeners, what is a relleno, Dan?
Deep fried green chili stuff with cheese. Roasted.
Right. Green chili. So there's a lot of stuff in this burrito.
It's all going to bust out the end into my hand. It's like I'm exciting this burrito, and it's just going to...
Look at this, we're in some sort of oozing disaster.
Hi,
here.
Kelly.
Hey.
I'm Marisa.
Hello.
Hello. This is a pretty good burrito. It's just, it's not a very unified burrito, but it's very delicious.
Yeah, I'm not even using salsa. I don't think I need it. Mm-hmm.
It's a messy burrito, but usually I use two things of salsa on every burrito. This one only needs one.
It doesn't even really need that one. It's just kind of nice to eat salsa.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give that to you.
I think it needs salsa in some parts.
Which parts?
The parts where it's all bean?
Yeah, the parts that are all bean mostly. Like the very end when I first bit into it, I needed salsa.
Alright. I'll buy that. Okay.
Some of these burritos that we've eaten have tasted like a plate of Mexican food all crammed in a tortilla.
It's some kind of dust.
Is it all mixed up? This tastes the same way, except not mixed up.
Well, yeah. I'd say this is the only one out of all those that actually works.
Part of the problem is the relleno's not as big as the line of other crap that he put in there, so.
And the relleno's good.
Well, yeah, it's pretty good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's definitely a good burrito. This is the first burrito that on the first bite that we had so far that on the first bite I realized I would order this again enthusiastically. And
yeah.
If I'm hungry,
I'll probably order it. Although I don't know, man. It's good, but I think it's excessive. I think I'd probably just order green chili meat.
This would be amazing drunk food.
Well, you make such a mess of it if you're drunk. You'd be like holding your hands and face.
Right.
Like I said, this would be amazing drunk food. Like, I want to eat everything in a Mexican restaurant at once and actually enjoy it this time.
This would be really good if they cram some Fritos in there with it.
Yeah, and then some...
Tostadas.
Yeah, and then some... I don't know, chicharrones. Chicken nuggets.
I just don't know about the chicken nuggets.
You're unadventurous.
Oh. Okay, Ben. Not chicken nuggets, french fries.
Fish plank.
That's what it looked like when he was making it. Fish plank.
Alright, now this burrito just kind of tastes like beans. I mean, good beans, but I must have eaten all the good parts out.
Oh.
It looks nothing like a burrito.
It looks, like a hat.
Now, yeah, yours looks like a Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme.
I was going to say that it looks like a Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme.
So, did we include potato? Did we mention there's potato?
We mentioned it.
I think this actually might have more stuff than the alternate. It's definitely tastier than
the potato's part of the green chili, so I don't know if it's really a separate thing.
Right.
But it's an ingredient that went into it, and it's distinct from
the
others.
By that, there's probably black pepper and onion and salt and...
I wish there was onion in it.
The distinct thing makes it different, though. Like, you can taste the potato. I wish all their potato was like this.
Yeah. It would be a lot better.
I haven't fished the potatoes out of the green chili or
instead of potatoes, just put green chili meat.
Oh, wow.
On everything.
Like, last week's burrito would have been even better.
Oh, last week's burrito, man. I didn't eat the next day until noon. Now, it totally looks like Taco Bell. Looks like you got some kind of Taco Bell red sauce burrito.
It kind of even looks like a taco.
Oh, it's kind of oozy. Oh, no. It's... I think we may need a fork.
The think Steve needs a bib. Yeah, I don't need that bib anymore. You can have it, man.
Wow.
I'll take Isaac's bib and sippy cup today.
Yeah. You need it, man.
So I noticed you were licking your wrapper.
I did. I had to get that stuff up, man. You can't let it go to waste.
Is it that good?
Well, it was good. Yeah.
I mean, if you left the All-American on the wrapper, would you lick the wrapper?
Probably.
That's pretty dedicated.
Well, I am on a quest, Ben.
Damn.
It's very thorough. I don't know how Steve is going to finish this.
Seems that dog help. Looks like it's going to help.
I have to pour it
through a hose. Maybe an IV or something. You're going to have a hell of a time licking that wrapper.
I bet your face.
Look at all these a mess, dude.
Look at all these salsa cups we have left.
Yeah, I didn't use any.
Shots.
That's a pretty good indicator of the quality of the burrito.
Yeah, probably.
Or maybe just how much it goes with salsa.
Check it out. Steve needs a fork.
Looks like he's got some huevos rancheros going on over there.
Alright, so this has definitely been top tier as far as the burritos have gone.
I would say I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what would make it better. It's missing something slightly, but I'm not sure what that is. I think it's because the ingredients kind of like just get mushy.
Oh, well, you know, hold on.
Are you having trouble figuring this burrito out, Ben? Like the Big Lebowski?
Well, not quite that bad. I know what this burrito's about.
Are we going to bring up that?
I didn't bring it up.
I don't even want to talk about this. Damn, like... No, so I have an idea. You know how sometimes our listeners actually make the burritos? I mean, by listeners, I mean Kane. Because I think he's the only one that listens to
I think Kane stuff. Should make this burrito.
Right, I want to see if he can do it. And it will turn out as good. So, Kane, if you're listening...
Challenge extended.
Challenge extended. Any other people that listen to this?
Challenge extended.
Challenge extended.
Okay.
All right. So he's picking it off the wrapper. Oh, yeah. I see. You made yourself a little.
Yeah, I unfolded a tortilla. Now scraping it up with that.
Oh, that's
an ancient Mongol trick.
Dude, just pick up the wrapper and use your mouth.
But I still have tortilla.
Yeah.
So
that's efficient. That's
what you should do is line your mouth with.
It's like
tortilla.
Ethiopian food.
It's
right
a Mexican
there.
Fork.
That's Ethiopian food.
Yeah, Indian. He's like an An or something. Yeah.
Okay, so we need some ratings for this business.
You know, I'm actually kind of at a loss. Because it's like, I thought all day about bad ratings, because I just thought this would be a really bad burrito.
Why did you think it would be a bad burrito?
Because every time we've had a burrito where it's been everything around them crammed into a burrito.
Like a cram burrito?
It's been bad.
Oh.
So this has been really surprisingly good.
But this crammed good ingredients instead of bad ingredients. Normally they cram bad ingredients. Like, let's put some chicken,
the
and some potatoes.
The last Rihanna you had was a bad Rihanna.
I like
crammed
this.
That in there. Well, you said it. No.
No, the one before that was bad.
Oh, okay. So not the last one. Before.
I didn't like that one.
I think I had chicken in it, too.
No, I mean, I didn't like the last one.
I don't think this was as good as the last one that I really liked. Okay. That Rihanna. Okay.
I think this is better.
I think this one's better.
By far the best one, I think.
I think this is right up there with maybe the Afterburner.
Chorizo. They should have put chorizo in this.
Oh. I'm going to rate this burrito an Afterburner. I really like it. I took your rating, didn't I? Ben, rate it.
I have to pass.
What? You don't want to rate it?
I was going to rate it the Afterburner.
Come on. You got no imagination.
I'll rate this burrito no speed limits.
Montana?
I'll rate this burrito Montana.
Okay. You like that?
I don't like Montana. I'll rate this burrito...
Why not? Have you ever been to Montana?
No. I'll rate this burrito really Montana. Pretty. Okay, Montana.
So malleable.
Steve?
I have to give it 4 napkins.
You did have to give
it
4 napkins.
Wow, that's a really good rating.
That's not... messy, but well worth it.
Yes.
Going off that, I'm going to rate it 1 salsa cup.
Nice.
It didn't need even that one.
Well, maybe
that was just for salsa cups. No, because I used one.
Well, yeah, I know you used it.
And I only use the salsa cup. Oh. For just pure flavor rather than, oh god, all I want to taste is salsa.
We have so many salsa cups left that we could have bought some tortilla chips.
We could do shots.
Maybe Steve's got some. You should ask him. Maybe
do
he'll
any
tell
vodka
you
we can pour into those?
Vodka, yes. Tortilla chips, no.
Vodka and salsa.
All right. Well, that's about it for
spicy Bloody Mary.
Okay.
This burrito quest. Next week, join us when we
eat eye-opener.
The eye-opener.
What's
some
in
kind
the
of, eye-opener? Some kind of egg burrito.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not excited about that, but... Okay, adios, Burrito Land.